See participating dealership for vehicle applications and details through 52508.
You're listening to The Financial Consultants with Ron Birnbaum on AM 1060 WBIX, the business station.
All righty, we are back. My guest this morning is Belinda Fuchs, CPA and president of OwnYourMoney.com. Give us a call with your questions at 877-NEW-1060. You know, when I gave the market report, I didn't get to the futures. So let us go over some of the futures trading this morning. We see that natural gas has really made a big comeback over the last couple of days. It's now over $4, $4.46 for 1,000 cubic feet. It's been under $4 for quite a while. Hasn't been up this high in many months. Crude oil keeps, you know, sort of going up and down, over flirting around $70 a barrel over the last week, and it's now down a little bit after trading yesterday. It's at $70.78 a barrel. We also see gold is up slightly from yesterday's close at $939.10 for an ounce. And for futures trading on our exchanges, the Dow Jones Industrial Futures down 13 points and the Standard Poor's 500 for September is up $2.30. Alrighty, let's go to the phones right now. Paul from Wayland, you're on the Financial Consultants.
Well, unfortunately, due to Paul's cell phone, he will not be on.
Paul, Paul has been...
Call back, Paul.
Yes, and we even know what he wanted for a prize, and he's gone. Well, that's what happens with cell phones, folks. So I hope he wasn't driving while he was on his cell phone and had a little accident.
Oh, gosh, let's not even plan on that. Hopefully
we
had a Bluetooth and we were okay.
You know, my office is right in Newton Corner, and if I go in downtown, I usually take the express bus. You know, I was in the express, but the express bus leaves, like, the financial sector, and it goes up the back down around Stewart Street and up to Copley Plaza. It doesn't go directly on highways, you know, during certain hours. And I had it, I guess, coming back off hours, so during that trip, near Copley Square, where it stops, a truck almost, like, went into us.
Oh, my gosh.
And as we passed it at the light on the right and looked over, we see the driver texting.
Oh.
Horrible habit.
It really is, and it should be illegal, not just for MBTA drivers, but for anybody.
Well, after what just happened with the T last week, I can't even believe that.
Well, it doesn't seem to be a huge momentum to make it illegal to text for all drivers. And it should be the case. You shouldn't even be
while driving. I'm fine if they want to text when drivers are not driving. But
right, exactly.
That's ridiculous.
I've seen somebody stop their car in the middle of the road and obviously angry texting their girlfriend.
How do you know it was their girlfriend?
What's that?
Tim knows all.
How do you know it was their girlfriend?
Oh, I can tell.
Maybe it was their, who knows, mom or brother or whatever.
Tim has a lot of life experiences. He understands these things.
Oh, I think he's projecting a little bit, but we'll hope for the best.
Well, I have a lovely girlfriend. You know that, Ron.
Yes.
Oh, good.
Yes, I've seen. I can testify for that. At least he sends me pictures of some hot babe, but who knows if that's really his girlfriend.
Thing we're talking about turning on your millionaire mind this morning, huh?
So we have tickets to the Lowell Spinners game. And so a correct answer to our trivia question gets you two tickets to that Friday 17th game, unless you prefer to go to see a movie at Regal Cinemas. You can see either Up or a couple of the other movies that are actually have already been – I mean, Up is was second in the box office receipts last weekend. But Land of the Lost is fifth. And The Proposal should be very good this weekend. It's getting a lot of publicity this week, although it hasn't. Opens tomorrow night at Regal Cinemas and, I guess, all over the country. The question is, how many future U.S. presidents signed the Declaration of Independence? So if you haven't won on a station in 30 days, you're eligible to win. So give us a call at 877-NEW-1060, 877-639-1060, and tell us how many presidents signed the Declaration of Independence. I think that we should have had we didn't lose that cell phone caller there, Paul, I think he would have had the correct answer.
He's got 20 minutes,
really,
hopefully he'll call back.
It's not a trick question. Two presidents stand out as being huge, huge influences in the independence drive and the Declaration of Independence in particular. So they were U.S. presidents afterwards who were they? And give
us a
call.
Who they were or how many there were?
New 1060. Well, if you know who they are, you'll know how many.
Okay.
All right. And my guest this morning, Belinda Fuchs, president of OwnYourMoney.com. And we're talking about turning on your millionaire mind. You can give us a call with your questions. Again, the same number as the trivia line, 877-NEW-1060. We started talking about wealth files, Belinda, and why don't you go into that in a little more detail.
Great, thanks. So what happens with these wealth files is that when something happens to you in your life relating to money, success, wealth, it triggers something in your past. And what you basically do is you can imagine that you have this huge internal file cabinet, and when something happens, then you go back and you kind of pick from that file and you say, oh, right, when this happens, this is how I respond. This is how I react. And what happens much of the time, though, is that people are accumulating these files, and it's the non-supportive ones that seem to have a lot of airtime, say, in our lives, and they're the ones that we seem to pull on. And let's think, if you think of something that may happen in your life, like let's just say that you you decided to do a real estate venture and it didn't work out for you for some reason. Then in that moment you say, oh, well, of course it didn't work out, because whenever I take a risk around money, it doesn't work. And then you go back and you kind of pull mentally in your head the things that have happened, and you start providing yourself more evidence for why that's true, and then why you're just not good at either making real estate investments or why your risks don't work out. And it's just this spiral that we go into. And I have some more examples kind of generally how rich people, and I use that generally to mean kind of people with a wealthy and abundant mindset around money as well, besides just having money themselves, and poor people. And again, that's relating to like a scarcity mentality, because a lot of people right now especially have defaulted to the scarcity mentality of there's not enough, I'm just not going to be able to do well in this economy. And that's why so many of my clients, especially business owners, are really looking at, well, how do I get out of that scarcity mentality and move to a more positive or millionaire mind approach?
Mm-hmm. Interesting. What about self-talk?
So self-talk, the wealth files, I pulled a couple that I thought might be interesting for you, actually.
Some more examples? Okay.
Yeah, if
great.
You don't mind. Why don't you give me a number from 1 to 17? I brought my book,
13,
so I could.
My lucky
okay.
number.
Let's see what 13 yields, because I want you to understand that there's a whole assortment of wealth files. And while I'm finding this page, one of the ones that stands out is number one, and it's rich people believe I create my life, and poor people believe life happens to me. And part of that is about understanding that that we each individually get to create the life that we have. And so right now we have the life that we want, we have the life that we deserve, because we haven't yet gotten out of our comfort zone, or we haven't yet chosen something differently to create for ourselves. Another great resource for your listeners is The Millionaire Next Door by Tom Stanley and Bill Danko. And what you start to see is that a lot of your millionaires in America are your person next door, where they've made a conscious decision to create a life for themselves, and they make it happen.
They save.
And
I tell you, mm-hmm. I work with a lot of seniors, people that are retired, and the amount of money that they have in retirement many times doesn't reflect how much money they actually made, in a career.
I'm sure it doesn't. It's just a tiny portion, probably.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And it really depends. Some people are savers that really don't make that much money, and they end up having a lot of money over the years, compounding, by the time they're retired. A lot of people have made a lot of money and they're broke when they're retired.
Mm-hmm. Until you work, and that's actually very related to this topic even, because until you address this money mindset, you can be making more and more money. Most of my clients are making well into the six figures, but what's happening is that they've never learned how to save. So what happens is that they or learn how to manage their money at all. It's almost like we have this big should on ourselves, this big expectation that we're going to know how to do it and know how to do it well. And the reality is that we were just never taught. And so it's about understanding, like, okay, it can be a learned skill. what is it going to take for me to get started to know now? Because otherwise, the more money you make, it just adds more zeros to how much you're spending and to the problems that you're having without addressing it. And the one that you chose is interesting, number 13, rich people focus on their net worth, poor people focus on their working income. And so it's about really looking at, okay, how am I building my net worth as I'm saving versus how am I just working harder and harder to stay in my J-O-B, as we say, my just over broke job. And so it's really looking at, okay, it's in my control to focus on the net worth and to build it. No one else is going to do it for me. And there's really a possibility that I can seize to be able to do that. And you had just started asking me about your self-talk, too. And the self-talk very much feeds in. It's like that voice of that money mindset, because it can be positive or negative in your head. And you can just think for yourself, when something happens, or even when you're listening to something, where do your thoughts go? During these challenging times, what are you thinking? It's like, if I just stop for a second, what are all the things that just popped into your head in that very second? What did she mean? Where did she go? what's the pause all about? What am I supposed to be thinking about? I mean, a quick example, like if you're leaving work one day and your boss tells you at 5 p.m. that he or she wants to see you in their office at 9 a.m., where does your mind go? What are you telling yourself about what that means? So, you know, and it's that self-talk. It's that positive or negative self-talk that is contributing to that. So it could say, think about what it's going to say, and we'll come back in a couple of minutes.
Right, and talk more about the millionaire mindset with Belinda Fuchs. And folks, tell us how many U.S. presidents-to-be signed the Declaration of Independence. You can go see The Lowell Spinners or a movie. 877-NEW-1060, 877-639-1060. This is Ron Birnbaum. We'll be right back.
More of The Financial Consultants after this on AM 1060 WBIX, the business station.